The Cubs are hosting the Cardinals. We're tied at one in the fifth inning when John Lackey has some questions about the strike zone.
Bolt had the ability to hit to any part of the field, too.
That's right. Pitch. Baker does not call that one, and that is a good pitch, and John Lackey is frustrated. Everybody walking off the field except for home plate umpire who didn't call a strike. 3-2 pitch. Hit into center field. Base hit. A run's going to score. Throw goes into second base, and John Lackey, I don't think, is going to make it out of this inning. John Lackey, I believe, has just been thrown out of the game by Jordan Baker, and that is a shame that the home plate umpire, having such a bad day, has just lost Wilson Contreras now, and that's even worse for the Cubs.
2-1 St. Louis. Avila.
Smash up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Bryant around third. Bryant will head home, and the throw to the plate after Bryant hesitates. He scores. Rizzo goes to third. It's a base hit for Avila.
The veteran left-handed batter, Jay, the former Cardinal, waits. John hits a little looper. Shallow center field. Base hit.
Rizzo comes in to score. Cubs lead 3-2. John Jay delivers.
Infield back, the 0-1 from Bowman.
Yep. Ground ball, base hit, right field. One run is in. Hayward around third. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate. The slide. The tag. Safe at the plate. Two-run single, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 6-2.
That Ian Happ two-run single is part of a seven-run sixth inning for the Cubs, who beat the Cardinals by a final of 8-2. The Cubs overcome the ejections of John Lackey and Wilson Contreras. They get 4 1/3 scoreless frames from the bullpen. Carl Edwards Jr. picks up the victory. The Cubs have won 4 straight overall. So the Cubs win their 4th straight game, but not without some fireworks in the 5th inning. Here's the Cubs manager, Joe Maddon.
Well, you know what happened to pitch before, and I had to go out there, and then all of a sudden the hit hits, and I mean the hit by the pitcher, and then by the time Johnny, I think, got halfway between the mound and home plate, he was already kicked out of the game. So my focus was right there, just trying to, you know, prevent Johnny from going too far. And that was, my focus. And all of a sudden Willie came up from behind. I did not know what was going on. And, of course, both of them get ejected, and then you have to think in that nanosecond what's going to happen next. That's all I was worried about. First of all, to keep John in the game, that wasn't going to happen because he was already, I could see he was gone. And then I didn't even think about Willie, and that was my fault. So he gently slammed the mask down. Obviously, it was no intent to hit the umpire whatsoever. He was just slamming down in anger. And which really precipitated the whole thing was a cross up. I don't know. I guess it must have been a strike, the pitch, an actual strike. But Willie was expecting one thing, and then John threw something else, and that's why it looked like it looked. So there's a lot of little Keystone stuff going on out there, but eventually we righted our ship. The pen was outstanding. Avila, big hit. Happ, big hit off the bench. A lot of good stuff occurred.
So a lesser team with less guys that have accomplished things might have folded up on here, something like that? Is that a possible scenario?
Yeah, there's a good energy in the dugout right now. There's a really good vibe in the dugout because Martinez is good. Their guy's good, and he started out really good. And as that game progressed, I can see maybe he was losing a little bit and we were gaining a little bit in our at-bats because I really have a lot of respect for that kid. I think he's outstanding, one of the best pitchers in the National League. So give our hitters coming up the Mets series continue to really grind out good at-bats, good at-bat after good at-bat all the way through to the very end. You know, John Jay's little knock was a big thing. He almost had two. There was a good throw by Pham to the plate. I think Jason's starting to look really good at the plate also. Javi, KB, nice to see KB go out to right central into the wind. That's a good sign. So, yeah, up and down, I thought we were definitely engaged in today's game.
You know, Lackey is Lackey. Would you have rather seen a more, shall we say, measured response from him?
Impossible. Yeah. You know, I mean, I could say I'd like to see that, but why would I even think that? I mean, that's the definition of insanity. You know, I mean, why would I think he's going to change in that particular moment? So God bless him. You know, it's who John is. I never want him to change. He's not going to change. So why even expect that? So it happened. We reacted, and the rest of the group came together.
Joe, well. How much of that sixth innings, 11 guys to the dish, 7 scored, no home runs, that's something that you've
been talking preaching. About. Yeah, I mean, to be able to swarm a little bit and utilize outs and walks and knocks and all the above. Because the wind was blowing out. It's a home run day. And I just loved our approach. I love when we're not just trying to – I mean, KB's not trying to hit a home run to right central right there. The wind's blowing across. That's the toughest place to hit it. and it goes out. Started out, of course, fam, he's been hot. It's that homer. But Johnny was good again. Johnny looked really good. How many pitches did he end up?
74.
So that's interesting. Anyway, he was really he was very good again.
So the miscommunication, that was on the 2-2 pitch or the 3-2 pitch?
The 2-2, when everybody got upset, and then we reboot it, and then he got the base hit.
So was he upset at the umpire for the call, or for was he upset about miscommunication?
No, the umpire for the call. This was the umpire, yeah. It was the umpire.
Joe, was Martinez hit a mixed blessing? Oh. Because he had to run the bases on a 3-2 count a couple of times. He was out there, it was a warm day, and he was in a little trouble in the fifth. He got out, but in the sixth, he just didn't seem to have it.
Obviously, I did not think of that. And that's actually a really good point. You don't think of it in that moment that that would work in your favor. But I'm always concerned when our guys have to run the bases and get started, like just like you're talking about. I did not piece that together, but I would imagine if you get a chance to speak with him, he might reveal something like that.
Joe, you know, you're running out of pitchers there.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this moment, the six-run lead for the inning in the third with Davis?
Well, there's two guys on. You know, and a home run all of a sudden puts him in a safe situation. So why connect us to that? He had not pitched in a way. He needed to pitch. He needed to pitch an inning anyway. So we'd have 25 or 26 as it turned out. I mean, he does that often in one inning.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm because he's not pitched in a – his workload has been really good. I think they're all good. I mean, Stropy didn't have that many. CJ did not have that many. Grimm getting those two outs was very large, very large. And Justin Wilson – don't forget, that was a big punch on Carpenter right there. Pitcher's coming up third. And again, you just imagine going to home plate, your pitcher's kicked out, your catcher's kicked out, and all of a sudden here, you're looking up, okay, the guy's coming up third, Carpenter's up, and I'm thinking if you know, Justin's stuff is strikeout stuff, if he can get us through this, then we can move it along. So give him a lot of credit. It was a full count punch on a really good hitter. He was fine.
Are you concerned that Wilson might get suspended? Did his mask hit the umpire?
I have no idea. I'll just wait. I mean, I know it did, but like I said, the intent was not there. I mean, he did not throw it in the direction of the umpire, and I hope not. But I have no idea what the ruling will be on that. But it was totally unintended on his part. Of course, Willie's passionate and emotional. We wouldn't love him for it, but that was not his intent right there. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we talked about that, and we've also talked about the four outs would be when was absolutely necessary based on the unavailability of Edwards or Strope in that moment right now, and they weren't. They'd already done their job for the afternoon, and so we gave Wade tons of alerts. So like I'm saying, I mean, don't underestimate, because Grimm threw good. He had two ground ball hits. I mean, Javi almost made two really good plays, so Grimm threw his strikes today, which was good to see. Got a punch out on Jerko on a full count. He did some nice stuff out there. However, like I'm saying, if you want to give your pitcher some wiggle room, meaning Wade, and now is not the time to count save opportunities and that kind of stuff. He had not pitched. He needed to pitch. He would have pitched one inning anyway today. So he got four outs instead of three outs.
When you say the dugout vibe, how good it is, what was it like after that? You know, with Lackey and Contreras coming out, when they came
honest to God, I don't know. I mean, I can't hear anything at that point. I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm looking at my stuff. I'm trying to figure out the relief pitchers. How are we going to do this? Then there was pinch hitting to be involved. How do you move this guy around to get away from the pitcher spot? I put him in up third, like I said, because I knew if Wilson got out of this, we're going to move it along anyway. And I like Tommy. So there was, believe me, man, I didn't hear anything. Once I was able to like reset, then I'm up walking up and down. I'm messing with them again. But in that moment, it's totally you try to figure everything out in a nanosecond.
Chris Bryant scored 9 runs in 4 games.
Wow.
If I heard the stat right, that's quite a lot of runs.
I didn't know that. He is a run. I mean, he's kind of like what Gene Mock used to talk about, Paul Molitor. Whenever he goes up to the plate, he looks like a run. I mean, that's where KB is. He's such a good base runner. He accepts his walks. He hits for a good average. He plays a complete game of baseball. Right now, he is definitely top 5 base runners in all of baseball.
There's something to be said, Joe, for the way it all unfolded, the way it seemed to ignite the you know, the crowd and just the game and versus a quiet seven-inning great start by Lackey, you know, maybe a 2-1 win or something like that?
I'll take a win either way. However, you know, under the circumstances, it got everybody involved. I mean, we didn't play – Martin Caratini or Rivera did not play. And among the bullpen that was available – only Zizinstri, Zizrizny, and Maples did not play among the guys that were available today. So that's a September bench, a lot going on in a pennant race. I love when everybody gets a piece of ownership.
So John Lackey gets a no decision. He goes 4 2/3 before being tossed by home plate umpire Jordan Baker. Here's what the veteran right-hander had to say.
He had no argument back. He was just trying to say that's enough. Usually when they do that, they know they missed it.
Were you pointing at Martinez walking away at that point? I wasn't sure.
He almost walked to the grass. He knew he was out.
It seemed like he tossed you before the play was even over, didn't it? Or
I was, you know, went to back up home plate and, you know, tell him you can't miss that pitch at this point in this game. And he threw him out of the game kind of half-heartedly because he knew he messed up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, you know, knew the pitch.
Do you have any second thoughts about, you know, I don't want to say losing it there, but going off and getting thrown out versus trying to swallow it somehow?
I have some thoughts, yeah, for sure.
You have any regrets over how you acted?
Not really, no. I mean, it's a pretty big spot right there. He cost me a big league win. Those don't grow on trees.
When you went home to cover home plate, did you feel like that was you were going to have that conversation with him? And that might be the result.
I mean, you know, he missed the first one, and then I actually executed the pitch again. You got to give Carlos a lot of credit. He hit a decent pitch. Hit a 3-2 slider to a pitcher, you know, for a strike. You don't expect that to be a hit a lot of times. But, it was the way they were talking to me when I was talking to them, they realized.
Seemed like you had great command on almost everything you had today, and then the guys went out and did the professional thing and took this game back.
Yeah, I think, guys came out and swung bats well, you know, off Carlos late. And it was unfortunate because I felt really good today. You know, felt like I could have gone at least another inning or two, and you know, like I said.
John, most importantly, you guys get the team win today. Do you like how this team is now performing going down the stretch with obviously all these big games?
We got a long way to go. You just got to win the game tomorrow. Obviously, a great win today. The atmosphere was awesome. You know, a lot of fans were going. We're really into it today, so. You know, come back tomorrow and try to play another good game.
The Cubs will try to extend their win streak on Saturday against the Cardinals when Kyle Hendricks makes the start.